إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, I welcome all of you. We continue tonight with the ninth benefit number nine, the one before the last, from the 10 benefits of Aqeedah, the creed of the Salaf, that with the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim, they were upon. By our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Muhaddith Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. قال الفائدة التاسعة: عقيدة الأئمة الأربعة ومن تفقه بمذاهبهم. In this he gonna shed the light from the creed of the four Imams, and whoever benefit from their fiqh. قال الشيخ من أئمتي, and before that, this is very important because to understand what this أئمة they were upon. And this will help us to see that there is a lot of people these days who claim to adhere to one of these Imams. And you will find out that through their actions, sometimes in their aqidah, in their ibadat, they are far away from the madahib of this a'imma. قال الشيخ عبد المحسن حفظه الله من أئمة أهل السنة الإمام أبو حنيفة والإمام مالك والإمام الشافعي والإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله وعقيدتهم هي عقيدة السلف. عقيدتهم هي عقيدة السلف من الصحابة ومن سار على نهجهم. He says from the a'imma, from the great imams and the leaders, the main scholars of أهل السنة, إمام أبو حنيفة والإمام مالك الإمام الشافعي والإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمهم الله. He said this a'imma, their creed was the creed of the Salaf, the creed of the Sahaba, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and whoever followed their path, and whoever followed the path of the companions. قال وأما المشتغلون بالفقه بعدهم فمنهم من يستفيد من علمهم في الفروع ويعول على ما دل عليه الدليل أخذا بوصايا الأئمة أنفسهم, فإن كل واحد منهم جاء عنه الأمر باتباع الدليل وترك قوله إذا كان الدليل على خلافه, وهؤلاء موافقون لهم في العقيدة. He says, as for those أئمة who came after them and they benefit from their knowledge in fiqh, but they take that which the proof supports from the Quran and the Sunnah, and they do this taking in consideration the advice of this a'imma themselves, because every one of them from this a'imma, every one of them, you will find statements that they order the people to follow the Dalil. These a'imma themselves, they mention and they call the people to follow the proof from the Quran and the Sunnah. And every one of these a'imma also mentioned that if the people they find him saying something, but the Dalil said something else, they all say to adhere to the proof and don't follow their statements. And this A'imma who came after them and deals with the fiqh, they agree with this great A'imma in Aqeedah. They are upon the same creed, the creed of the Salaf, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. ومنهم أي من الفقهاء من يقلد هؤلاء الأئمة في مسائل الفروع دون سعي إلى معرفة الراجح بالدليل وهؤلاء منهم من يوافقهم في العقيدة وكثيرون منهم يتبعون مذهب الأشاعرة. So likewise from others who they imitate the أئمة in the fiqh without trying to see what is the correct opinion. Some of them, they just adhere to the madhab, the statements of Abu Hanifa, for instance, or Malik, for instance, and they don't try their best to see, wait a minute, let me see the statement of Abu Hanifa, for example, is it supported by the proof or not? He says, you will find them, they don't make this effort to try to see the Dalil. And not like in the first category, the Shaykh mentioned, you find certain Imams throughout the time. Yes, he is upon the madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i, for instance, in fiqh. But that's what they learn. They learn the madhab, but they don't blindly follow everything in the madhab. But rather, they study the adillah. If there is a matter of ikhtilaf, they study the adillah, the proofs, and they follow whatever support by the proof. In this second category, you find other types of category of scholars who they follow a particular madhab, but they don't make efforts to study the matter, and therefore so that they follow the correct opinion that is supported by the proofs. And in this second category, he said, you find among those scholars who agree with this great A'imma on the Aqeedah, because this A'imma, they were upon the Aqeedah of the Salaf, the Aqeedah of the Sahaba, but many others, they follow the Madhab of Al-Asha'ira. Many others follow the Madhab of the Asha'ira. It is good to know this tafsir, because that's what's been happening in so many corners on earth. If you find a person who's following the aqidah of the Salaf, he teaches the aqidah of the Salaf, alhamdulillah. And the people that learn from him, that's what they learn. They learn the aqidah of the Salaf. But if a person is upon the madhab of a particular imam, you will find that's what the people are upon. Like, for example, in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, the majority are upon madhab of Abu Hanifa. And when you look at them themselves, they are those who are upon the aqidah of Abu Hanifa, aqidah al-Salaf, and they follow his madhab in fiqh. But then they look at the dalil, because he himself said that. But then you find others who, they are upon the aqidah of Abu Hanifa, for instance, but they just follow all of his statements without trying to look at what is supported by the dalil, what is the sound of opinion, even if it's found with madhab of Imam Malik, for instance, because they have the dalil that support it. While you find others that blindly follow the madhab, and they are not upon the aqidah of the Imam himself. Find them on the aqidah of Maturidiyya, Ash'ariyya, and the like. Same thing, for example, in Africa. In a great part of Africa, you will find many of those, the Muslim, they are upon the madhab of Malik, Al-Malikiyya. Yes, some of them, alhamdulillah, they were upon the madhab of Imam Malik in aqidah and in fiqh, alhamdulillah. But others, they are not in that level. They are upon the aqidah of Imam Malik, but they blindly adhere to the madhab. They don't go to that level of looking at the matter and see what is the soundest opinion, even if it goes against their madhab, they like, look, this support by the Dalil. Now, we study the madhab, but this is, now, the madhab is not right in this point. Why? Because of the Dalil. Okay? Now, while others, they are upon innovations, and they still try to put that on Imam Malik, rahimahullah, and he's free from that. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ومن أمثلة من تفقه في المذهب الحنفي وهو على عقيدة السلف الإمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي صاحب عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة وشارح هذه العقيدة كذلك علي بن أبي العز الحنفي. Let me give you some example of some great scholars who they were famous by them adhering to the fiqh of one of these a'immah. They were upon the aqidah of the salaf, but then they were known in the fiqh of this one of these a'immah. For instance, from these scholars, and an example, there is many, but the sheikh he selected, as relate from the a'immah, who they were famous because they were upon the fiqh of madhab Hanafi, is al-imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi. Al-Imam al-Tahawi. He has the Aqidah al-Tahawiyya, Aqidah Ahli Sunnah al-Jama'ah, a very important and beneficial book. And also, do another great alim who explained the Tahawiyya, Ali ibn Abi al-Izz al-Hanafi. This is an example of this great A'imma who they were upon the Aqidah of the Salaf. But in fiqh, they were upon the madhab al-Hanafi. ومنهم في المذهب الشافعي عبد الرحمن بن إسماعيل الصابوني أبي عثمان. Who knows him? How do you know? You heard his name recently? عبد الرحمن ابن إسماعيل الصابوني أبي عثمان. Huh? Naam Abdurrahim, when you heard him lately, huh? Tomorrow? Wednesday. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Tuesday. Just choose one, which one? Tuesday, is he coming?
Every Tuesday we have a class.
Every Tuesday we have a class. With him? What class? Ahsant, the book of this Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Ismail al-Sabuni, Aqidat al-Salaf. On Tuesday, that's the book actually. So he was upon the Aqidah of the Salaf, but he was upon the Madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i in the Fiqh. Abdul Rahman bin Ismail al-Sabuni, Mu'allif Kitab Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. The one who has many ta'alif, and from them, Aqidat al-Salaf, the people of Hadith, the book, alhamdulillah, that we are studying on Tuesday nights, by the explanation of our noble Shaykh, Naam, Yahya. No. Naam, Luqman. Huh? Anta huna? Shaykh Rabi'a. You asking me? You asking me, or you're answering the question? حياك الله نعم شيخ ربيع ابن هادي المدخلي وكذلك الذهبي صاحب كتاب العلو وابن كثير صاحب التفسير. An example also from this أئمة who they were upon the عقيدة of the سلف الإمام الذهبي صاحب كتاب العلو كتاب العقيدة The Highness of Allah and also سيرة علم النبلاء and other books and also ابن كثير the famous scholar صاحب تفسير ابن كثير ومنهم في المذهب المالكي ابن أبي زيد القيرواني وأبو عمر الطلمنكي وأبو عمر ابن عبد البر ابن عبد البر and as an example from the أئمة who were they were upon the عقيدة of the سلف but in the fiqh they follow the madhab of Imam Malik, al-madhab al-Maliki, Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani. طيب. And this is the Shaykh, we mentioned his name many times, because this muqaddima, this introduction actually, is from a book of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, in which he explained the muqaddima, Risalat ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani in Aqidah. He was Maliki. Likewise, Abu Umar al-Talmanki wa Abu Umar ibn Abd al-Barr, one of the great scholars in the A'imma of Islam. ومنهم في المذهب الحنفي, and as an example from this great A'imma, who they were, remember, they were upon the Aqidah of the Salaf. But just in the fiqh, they chose to expand in the madhab of one of this A'imma. Now from this A'imma of al-madhab al-Hanbali, Ibn Taymiyyah, al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Wal-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, alayhi salam, rahmatullah. والإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله والإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمهم الله تعالى. These are from the well-known أئمة of this deen. They were upon the عقيدة of the Salaf, but they were upon the مذهب الحنبلي. الحمد لله. And that's what they were known with. Only this أئمة, if the حق is in the any of other مذاهب, they take it. لا يتعصبون. They're not fanatics to one madhab, even if it's wrong. They're like, look, like those extremists of the madhahib, whether it be Hanafi or Maliki or other than that. They're like, listen, man, if it's not, you don't want to hear anything else. لا. This a'imma, they were known to adhere to the madhab, one of these madhahib, but they follow the dalil. They follow the proofs. If they find something in their madhab that opposes the dalil, they adhere to the dalil. And that's what the madhab, that's what sahib al-madhab says. Because all the a'imma, all of them, they have statements that if the dalil is sound, that's my madhab. إِذَا صَحَّ الدَّلِيلُ فَهُوَ مَذْهَبِي. قال الشيخ عبد المحسن حفظه الله, وقد ذكر ابن القيم رحمه الله في كتابه الصواعق المرسلة على الجهمية والمعطلة كما في مختصره لابن الموصلي 42 وجها في إبطال قول من فسر الاستواء على العرش بالاستيلاء عليه, وذكر أن كثير من المالكية على منهج السلف في العقيدة. He says, ابن القيم رحمه الله has stated in his book, a very important book, الصواعق المرسلة, الصواعق المرسلة upon جهمية المعطلة, is a book he refutes the weak عقيدة of الجهمية and the معطلة, those who deny the attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, as it is found in the مختصر of Ibn al-Mawsili. He mentioned 24 points that in refutation of anyone who said or explained the istiwa of Allah above his throne as istila, as conquer, because his Bible says istawa meaning conquer the throne, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ, which it means to rose above. So Allah rose above the throne, above the heavens, in a manner that befits His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that, he mentioned, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, that many of the Malikiyya, the ulama who follow the madhab of Imam Malik, they are upon the manhaj of the Salaf in the Aqeedah. They are upon the manhaj of the Salaf in the Aqeedah. And now he mentioned these points. He says the point, that's number one. Point number two, al-wajhu al-thani, or al-thani ashar actually, that was not actually the point number one. Actually, he just now mentioned from 12, because he mentioned some 42. Now he mentioned from 12, for instance, he says, point number 12, أن الإجماع منعقد على أن الله سبحانه استوى على عرشه حقيقة لا مجازة. That الإجماع الإجماع the consensus of the scholars that Allah there is a consensus of the scholars that Allah سبحانه وتعالى استوى على عرشه in reality not a metaphor like they say. قال الإمام أبو عمر الطلمنكي this عالم that I just mentioned الشيخ عبد المحسن he mentioned him from the علماء of which madhab المالكية أحسنت أحد أئمة المالكية وهو شيخ أبي عمر ابن عبد البر he is one of the الشيوخ of ابن عبد البر the great imam of المالكية himself as well قال في كتابه الكبير الذي سماه الوصول إلى معرفة الأصول فذكر فيه من أقوال الصحابة والتابعين وتابعيهم وأقوال مالك وأئمة أصحابه ما إذا وقف عليه الواقف علم حقيقة مذهب السلف وقال في هذا الكتاب أجمع أهل السنة على أن الله تعالى على عرشه على الحقيقة لا على المجاز So this great imam who is one of the mashayikh of Abi Umar ibn Abd al-Barr in his book that he named it al-wusul ila ma'rifat al-wusul how to attain the knowledge of the fundamental principles and he mentioned in it in that book from the statements of the sahaba and at-tabi'in and atba' at-tabi'in and he mentioned the statement of Imam Malik and the a'imma from his companions, those who learn from him. If anyone, he says, read these statements, he will find that they were upon the madhab of a salaf. And he mentioned about this book, he says, that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all of them agree that Allah is above his throne in reality لا مجازا ثم قال الوجه الثالث عشر now because remember Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله he mentioned these points some 42 points قال الوجه الثالث عشر قال الإمام أبو عمر بن عبد البر وهو من علماء وأئمة المالكية في كتاب التمهيد في شرح حديث النزول وفيه دليل على أن الله تعالى في السماء على العرش من فوق سبع سماوات كما قالت الجماعة وقرر ذلك إلى أن قال وأهل السنة مجمعون على الإقرار بالصفات الواردة في القرآن والسنة والإيمان بها وحملها على الحقيقة لا على المجاز إلا أنهم لا يكيفون شيئا من ذلك ولا يحدون فيه صفة مخصوصة وأما أهل البدع الجهمية والمعتزلة والخوارج فكلهم ينكرها ولا يحملها شيئا منها ولا يحمل شيئا منها على الحقيقة ويزعمون أن من أقر بها مشبه وهم عند من أقر بها نافون للمعبود So Ibn Abd al-Barr رحمه الله has a great book called التمهيد And when he explained the hadith of al-Nuzul, the hadith in which the sound narration in which the Prophet ﷺ tells us, "Yanzilu Rabbuna," that our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend to the lowest level of the heavens when the last third of the night, then in the last third of the night, in a manner that befits His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, in that hadith, there is a proof that Allah is above the heavens, above His throne, above the seven heavens. He says, Ahlul Sunnah, as Al-Malikiyya themselves also, he says, they say that Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, all of them, they agree. And they affirm the attributes, they affirm for Allah all those attributes that are mentioned in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. They believe in each and every one of them, and they know that they are real. and they do not give a description or deal with the true nature of these attributes, as opposed to Ahlul Bid'ah. And he mentioned Jahmiyyah, Mu'tazila, the Khawarij, all of them, they deny these attributes. And they say they are not real. And they accuse anyone who affirm these attributes to liken Allah and resemble Him to His creation. Because remembering the Aqidah of the Salaf, we learned that Shaykh Rabi'a wa ta'ala, he mentioned that their problem, those who deny the attributes, because they couldn't see that, yes, you can affirm attributes to Allah and still venerate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from likening His creation. Because then they says, if you affirm a hand to Allah, then you resemble Him and liken Him to the creation, because the creation have hands. The people have hands. But Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they affirm the hand, but then they say, look, we affirm the hand because Allah tells us in the Quran, and the Prophet ﷺ affirmed that for his Lord. And we believe also that this hand do not resemble any of the creation. Why? Who has the delil? Ahsan, because Allah says, Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال أبو عبد الله القرطبي في تفسيره المشهور في قوله الرحمن على العرش استوى. Also أبو عبد الله القرطبي, the great imam who was the تفسير القرطبي, in his تفسير in this آية الرحمن على العرش استوى, the most merciful استوى على العرش. قال هذه المسألة للفقهاء فيها كلام. He says the فقهاء, the scholars of jurisprudence, they have statements about it. They spoke about this ayah and this point of عقيدة الاستواء and this صفة of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ثم ذكر أقوال المتكلمين. Then he mentioned the statements. After he mentioned the statement of the ulama of the salaf, then also he mentioned the statement of the mutakallimin, those who do not adhere to the text, but rather they put their intellect before the text, the rhetoric. Na'am. And mutakallimin, they oppose the minhaj of al-salaf. ثم قال وقد كان السلف الأول لا يقولون بنفي الجهة ولا ينطقون بذلك بل نطقوهم والكاف بإثباتها لله تعالى كما نطق به في كتابه وأخبرت به رسله ولم ينكر أحد من السلف الصالح أنه استوى على عرشه حقيقة وإنما جهلوا كيفية الاستواء كما قال مالك الاستواء معلوم كيف مجهول. Then after he mentioned the statements, these statements, he mentioned that a Salaf, the first generation of our Salaf, did none of them say that Allah has no place. Okay? But rather, they affirm for Allah what He affirmed for Himself. What Allah has affirmed for Himself. As it is found in His book. As Allah spoke Himself in His book. And as His messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam, informed about Him. None of the Salaf ever denied that Allah is above His throne. No one from the Salaf say, I don't know where Allah is. None of them. Cannot find one of the Salaf saying he don't know where Allah is, or saying look, something else other than Allah ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arsh istawa. They affirm the istiwa. However, they know this, they know the istiwa, that Allah is above the heavens, but they don't know how it is. They cannot tell you how Allah is above his throne. They cannot. Why? Because they have no knowledge from the Quran nor from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this. about the nature of the istiwa. As Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, when he answered that question about the istiwa, he said, istiwa is known. We know it, we affirm it. But how? That's something that is not known to us. So nobody should engage in these matters of, but rather we follow what the Salaf follow. We stop where they stop. Mutakallimeen, no. The Mutakallimeen, they want to use the intellect. Why, if he's above the throne, he got to be this, he got to be that. They bring a lot of things, and they go astray with the Yadubillah. The Maqal al-Wajh al-Rabi Ashar, the 13th point from the statement of Al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, أن الجهمية لما قالوا إن الاستواء مجاز وصرح أهل السنة بأنه مستو بذاته على عرشه وأكثر من صرح بذلك أئمة المالكية فصرح به الإمام أبو محمد بن أبي زيد في ثلاث مواضع من كتبه أشهرها الرسالة وفي كتاب جامع النوادر وفي كتاب الآداب فمن أراد الوقوف على ذلك فهذه كتبه. He says that the Jahmiyyah, when they say that istiwa is not real, majaz in English, metaphorical. They says it's a metaphorical istiwa. No, it's not real. The same way they say that the hand is not real hand, is that's kinaya al alquwa. It's the power. The same way the Jahmiyyah, they says, look, istiwa is not real. Okay, but it's not. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they says, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself istawa ala al-arsh. Himself is above the heavens, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of the ulama who said this is the Malikiyya, from the A'imma of the Malikiyya, from them al-Imam Abu Muhammad bin Abi Zayd, in places in three of his books, like Al-Risala, the most famous Al-Risala, and Jami' al-Nawadir, and Al-Adab, Kitab al-Adab. So the Shaykh said, if anyone wants to see this, alhamdulillah, these books, they give you reference, because some of the people, they say Allah is everywhere, but then they say they are upon the madhab of Malikiyya. You ask them, in Allah, Allahu fi kulli makan. And man ant Malik, ya akhi Malik. How do a'immat al-madhab laysu ala hadhihi al-aqidah? Others, ayn Allah fi qulub al-mu'minin. What is Allah? The answer is, Allah is in the hearts of the believers. من أين لك هذا؟ أو مالكية. لا أخي لا مالكية. The أئمة of مالكية, they were upon the عقيدة of the Salaf. They don't say that Allah is everywhere, and they do not say that Allah is the heart of the believers. They don't say Allah has no place, nor they say don't ask these questions. Okay? Nobody know about this question, the answer of this question, nobody know about it. لا. But they affirm the A'imma of Malikiyya, they affirm the istiwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the madhab and the aqidah of the Salaf. وَصَرَّحَ بِهِ الْقَادِ أَبُو بَكْرِ الْبَاقِلَانِ وَكَانَ مَالِكِيًّا حَكَاهُ عَنْهُ الْقَادِ عَبْدُ الْوَهَابِ نَصًّا. Likewise from the A'imma of Al-Qadi Abu Bakr al-Baqilani كذلك. Al-Qadi Abd al-Wahhab, he mentioned that Allah is above his throne in reality, not just metaphoric. Is in reality Allah is above his throne in a manner that befits his majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise Abu Al-Qadi Abu Bakr al-Baqilani, who is a Maliki, this is the A'imma of Malikiyya, and they affirm the istiwa. وصرح به أبو عبد الله القرطبي في كتاب شرح أسماء الله الحسنى. في كتاب شرح أسماء الله الحسنى likewise it was a clear statement of Abu Abdullah al-Qurtubi in the explanation of أسماء الله الحسنى, the beautiful names of Allah. فقال ذكر أبو بكر الحضرمي من قول الطبري يعني محمد بن جرير وأبي محمد بن أبي زيد وجماعة من شيوخ الفقه والحديث, وهو ظاهر كتاب القاضي عبد الوهاب عن القاضي أبي بكر وأبي الحسن الأشعري, وحكاه القاضي عبد الوهاب عن القاضي أبي بكر نصا, وهو أنه سبحانه مستوى على عرشه بذاته وأطلق في بعض الأماكن فوق خلقه. So all of this a'imma that the Shaykh mentioned, like now Imam al-Qurtubi, Imam al-Tabari, actually Imam al-Qurtubi and Imam al-Tabari, Muhammad ibn Jarir, Abu Muhammad ibn Zayd, and a group from the Mashayikh, of the ulama, a'imma of fiqh and hadith, all of them they mention, from the Abu Bakr, al-Qadi Abu Bakr, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, all of them they mention, and they affirm the istiwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them they affirm the istiwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they mention in some places that He's above His creation. فَوْقَ خَلْقِهِ He's above His creation. قال وهذا قول القاضي أبي بكر في تمهيد الأوائل له, وهو قول أبي عمر بن عبد البر والطلمنكي وغيرهما من الأندلسيين, وقول الخطاب في شعار الدين. Likewise, he mentioned other names from the ulama that he mentions, especially those great a'imma from al-Malikiyya who they reside in al-Andalus. Al-Andalus, which Spain is right now, and Portugal, and a part of France. The Muslims, they were there for some eight centuries, alhamdulillah. But Allah musta'an, they lost the Andalus by the fall of what? What city? What city? What city? Granada. You heard that Granada? So called Granada? Cordoba. Aina. Grenoble. Granada in Spain. So he mentioned that these are the statements of this great A'imma, who they were upon, yet upon the madhab of Imam Malik, but they were upon the aqidah of the Salaf. That all of them, they affirm the istiwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, so the Shaykh Hafidhahullah wa ta'ala, our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, Hafidhahullah, bring in this, the names of this great a'imma, who they were upon the madhab of Imam Malik, from al-Malikiyya, and they were upon the aqidah of the Salaf. They are upon the aqidah of the Salaf. By affirming for Allah all the beautiful names and attributes as mentioned in His book, or affirmed for Him by His Prophet, our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we learn from this, barakallahu fikum, that sometimes when you deal with these matters, if anyone is talking to those who they say they adhere to the madhab of Imam Malik, but they are upon the aqidah of the Ash'ariyya, some of them they are upon the aqidah of the Khawarij, the aqidah of Maturidiyya and the like, you tell them, subhanAllah, how could you say you're upon the madhab of Imam Malik, but the imam of al-Malikiyya, their aqidah is the aqidah of the Salaf. It is not... It's not going to do a person no good to just be a Muslim by affiliation or Salafi by affiliation or just claiming that they are follow the madhab. If somebody wants to follow this imam, they have to follow them in aqidah first. Like you find some people in some countries, they say this. The imam in the Jumu'ah, they say that they are in fiqh, they are upon the madhab Imam Malik. But in Aqidah, they are upon Ash'ariyya. Yes, Alhamdulillah. Why? Why don't you take the Aqidah of Imam Malik, subhanAllah? You know? They say it, they say, look, in fiqh they are upon Malikis, upon the madhab of Imam Malik, Aqida or Ash'ari. Nafi al-sifat, wa ta'wil al-sifat. Now you tell them, ya akhi, if you are upon the madhab of Imam Malik, Malikiya, this is what himself, and give him these names, many names of this great a'imma of al-madhab al-maliki, they were upon the aqidah, the sound aqidah of the salaf. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon it. We continue next time. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.